This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and online at kexp.org. My guests this morning are Kathy Tuttle, Moving Coordinator for Moving Planet Seattle, and Jenny Hines, Board President of Sustainable Ballard. Kathy Tuttle and Jenny Hines are here today to tell us about the Moving Planet event on Saturday, September 24th, a global day of action to scale back on fossil fuels. In addition, Jenny will announce the 8th Annual Sustainable Ballard Festival to be held on Sunday, September 25th. Welcome to you both.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Hi, Diane. Nice to be here.
Kathy, would you like to begin by saying a few words about 350.org, the organizing group behind Moving Planet?
Sure. 350.org has been around for about 3 years now. In fact, this is the third year that we're doing a 350 action in Seattle. The action that we did in 2009, you were good enough to cover for us, where we had 700 people gathering under the Space Needle and making a big shape of the 350. Last year, we had a Get to Work 350 event, and this year, we're hoping to get thousands of people to South Lake Union to move beyond fossil fuel. You might want to know what 350 is, too. That's probably your next question. 350 is a number that climate scientists have agreed is the safe level of carbon dioxide in parts per million in the atmosphere. We've raised our natural base level from about 300 pre-industrial age to above 390. So we have to dial that back down to 350 parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere. And the way that we do that is to move beyond fossil fuels and to use techniques for getting carbon out of the atmosphere. If we go above 350, according to climate scientists, reality-based community, we do risk getting into a situation of runaway climate change, and that's one of the objects of the whole organization, 350.org. So their event this year is about moving beyond fossil fuels. How do we do that?
And 350.org is an international organization.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you brought that up, too. So every year, the 350 events have been huge around the world. The first year, there were 5,200 events around the world for 350.org. Last year, 7,500. And this year, who knows how many. One of the personal goals I have for the 350 event this year, I don't know if we'll realize it, but it's to be the largest 350 gathering that has ever been held. The biggest one to date was in 2009 in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And there they had 15,000 people gathered for 350.org. So if we get a couple thousand, I'll be delighted. But who knows? Maybe Seattle people will come out for 350.
Now, Jenny, would you like to say a few words about Sustainable Ballard, its history and mission?
Sure. Sustainable Ballard is a community-based nonprofit. It's an all-volunteer organization, and we're looking at long-term solutions to confront the current environmental crisis through things like community self-reliance and individual lifestyle changes. It's an effort about empowering all of us to take big and small steps and make those changes together. We started in exactly the year 2003, and we're one of the founding members of SCALLOPS, Sustainable Communities All Over Puget Sound, of which there are about 60 organizations now. Kathy's Sustainable Wallingford is one of them. Our organization has grown to a membership of about 1,300 people, and we're all about action. We're asking what our community can not just talk about or plan, but what we can do actually to reduce our dependence on foreign oil and address the great economic, societal, and environmental challenges that face our community.
Let's focus now on the Moving Planet event. What is the purpose?
Well, the purpose of the Moving Planet event is to bring awareness to the ways that we can move beyond fossil fuels. So this year, for the first time, we have the full and wholehearted support of the local chapter of the Sierra Club, Earth Ministry, Climate Solutions, and so many organizations. I feel guilty not like listing them all, but we have dozens of organizations that are jumping in to help with this Moving Planet event, including quite a few departments in the city of Seattle, Parks, Office of Sustainability, Seattle Department of Transportation. They're not only funding, helping to fund this big event at South Lake Union Park on Saturday, September 24th. But some of these organizations are also getting together to lead some workshops about moving beyond coal, moving beyond tar sands, and transportation alternatives. So in the morning, Moving Planet will have a number of events that are moving beyond fossil fuels. And then we have more of a playful rally happening at South Lake Union Park in the afternoon. We culminate of course, with a big climate rally and making a giant 350 that can be seen from the air of human bodies that are forming this giant 350.
And Sustainable Ballard is having some specific events in regard to the Moving Planet event. Would you like to speak about those?
We are. In the morning, we will be doing a bike tour of Ballard, local pocket parks in Ballard. We have five goals related to our event in the morning. Mainly what we'll be doing is it's like a moving transportation fair. We'll be sharing sustainable transportation solutions about busing, biking, walking, trains, car share, and so on. We also want people to get familiar with their local pocket parks. And so the friends of many of the parks are coming out to host water stops and little events along the way. And then we want to let people know about the bike share program that's piloting in Ballard, which is lockers for bikes that you can actually check out just like you would with a library book or many of the car share programs and turn in a different locker. And then we also want to test the safe bike routes that our Ballard Greenways group has been proposing for our neighborhood plan. And finally, of course, we'll be publicizing the Sustainable Ballard Festival and the Moving Planet event. So we have lots of things going on. And then our bike tour of Ballard ends up at the Ballard Commons Park at midday. And then we'll all join together and have sort of a bike coalition moving down probably Westlake to the South Lake Union event.
What are some of the different ways that you're recommending people take to get to the event?
Well, the Ballard Bike Coalition will be a great kind of addition to what's coming, but we have bike rides through the Cascade Bicycle Club coming from at least five different locations around the city. So you can check out the Cascade Bicycle Club's daily free daily ride section and see rides that are coming from West Seattle, Capitol Hill, Ballard, Wallingford, Ravenna, and also Bike Works is leading a ride as well. Ballard is also sending a flotilla of kayaks and sailboats. And
possibly canoes.
So this is one of the reasons that we chose South Lake Union Park, or it's called Lake Union Park, but it is in South Lake Union, is because of its access to the water. So we have stand-up paddle boards that are coming over from Gasworks Park. We have a contingent of skateboarders that are coming from Fremont. We have stilt walkers. I'm hoping to get some unicyclists out there. There are some roller skaters, people in wheelchairs. And well, we have an e-bike rally, an electronic bike rally, and several e-bike manufacturers that will be at Moving Planet. So it's the variety of transportation options that are beyond fossil fuels that we really want to emphasize. Part of the event is getting to the event.
We'll also be bringing some of the bike share prototype bikes from Ballard so people can see what those bikes look like and how they work.
How are each of you planning to arrive at the event?
I'm riding a bike share bike.
And I'm actually leading the Cascade bike ride from Wallingford. We're meeting at Wallingford Center at 11, biking down to Gasworks Park, where we're picking up the Northwest Eco Building Guild and the e-bike rally. And the whole contingent of us are going to go from Gasworks Park to South Lake Union Park by bike.
Would it be considered cheating to take the bus in this case?
I don't think so.
Absolutely not. No, in fact, we're encouraging people to bus and carpool, although there's very limited parking at South Lake Union. And that might be one of the advantages of the site, is that we're trying to have this huge rally with no parking. So we have people coming from Tacoma by bike. We have people also coming by zip car and electric vehicle. We have an electric vehicle and zip car rally as part of the Moving Planet event.
There's also the Link Light Rail from South Seattle. It's a great option.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Kathy Tuttle, Moving Coordinator for Moving Planet Seattle, and Jenny Hines, Board President of Sustainable Ballard. Our topic is the upcoming Moving Planet Seattle event on September 24th and the Sustainable Ballard Festival on September 25th. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. Would you comment on how the Moving Planet event fits in with the tar sands campaign and civil disobedience action in Washington, D.C. against the Keystone Pipeline? That's the one that would pump over 1 million barrels of tar sands oil from Canada to the U.S. every day.
Well, 350 has been probably the lead organization in the tar sands action. And in the last 2 weeks, 1,253 people were arrested in nonviolent civil disobedience in front of the White House, including quite a number of Northwesterners. We have a lot of their stories on our 350 Washington State Facebook page. Quite moving stories from these individuals. Certainly things like tar sands and in the Pacific Northwest, moving beyond coal are ways that we need to move beyond fossil fuels. We're looking with the sustainability communities in what we do without so much fossil fuel, how we can live more lightly as communities and how we can live more locally as communities. But we're moving beyond fossil fuels like tar sands. We don't need them if we can learn to live locally.
Would you say more about the topics that are going to be covered at the festival, the Transportation for Washington campaign and so forth?
Right. So this is the morning workshops from 10 to 12. There are two workshops that are being held in conjunction with the Moving Planet event. One is transportation alternatives, what you can do personally and what you can do to advocate for better transportation alternatives in the region. And then the other is a Sierra Club campaign, and actually it's a coalition of environmental groups campaign of moving beyond coal. We have a lot of coal trains that are slated to move through Seattle on their way to China, and one of the actions that we want to take is mobilizing to make sure that that doesn't happen, because burning any of these fossil fuels is going to raise that level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere above that 350 level.
And Jenny, would you like to go into some detail about the efforts of Sustainable Ballard in the area of transportation is one of the solutions to this problem?
Sure. One of the big programs that started in Sustainable Ballard and actually has spun off into its own organization now is UnDriving, which is an invitation for people to think about new and different ways of getting around. And through UnDriving, you take a pledge for a month to do something different, to change your transportation habits, and in exchange, you get an UnDriver's license. And actually, UnDriving is doing a big fundraiser this October for the month. We'll have a number of people who are taking the challenge and blogging about it and encouraging people to support them and support UnDriving. And then also, we have a couple of affiliations with other organizations like the Bike Share Group that I talked about before, as well as the Salish Sea Trading Company, which is a sail-powered produce transport. So it's a CSA, but it's done by sail. They go over to the Olympic Peninsula and pick up food and bring it back and deliver it in Ballard by electric truck. So it's a fossil-free produce delivery system.
How has that been working out? How large is the customer base?
You know, I don't know exactly. I think it's under 100. But they're doing well. They're doing well enough, for sure. The other thing that we did in Sustainable Ballard a couple of years ago is that we had a bike rack design contest, and we're actually installing our first bike rack, finally, in downtown Ballard this fall in front of Miro Tea. So that's going along, too.
And Kathy, I know you're involved with Spokespeople, which is another way of promoting alternative transportation. Would you like to say a few words about that?
Well, I could go on and on for a whole program about Spokespeople. Spokespeople is kind of leading the wedge of groups that are working on neighborhood greenways, which is a way of developing safer and less kind of conflict-laden bicycle and walking corridors that are one off of the main arterial. It's something that we're recommending all over the city. In addition, we lead rides through the Cascade Bicycle Club. And I wanted to mention something else about the UnDriving licensing station, too. That will be at Moving Planet, so you can get your UnDriver's license at Moving Planet, as well as try stand-up kayaking and try skate like a girl skating and try a lot of different kinds of moving. Yoga for bikers we'll have. So many different kind of fun things that we'll have in the afternoon, as well as food trucks. We have 7 food trucks now lined up. And I know a lot of people in Seattle are very excited about this whole new food truck movement. I know Ballard has something coming up next week on it.
This weekend. The Ballard Urban Picnic will have food trucks around the
And so
park.
We will have these food trucks as well at Moving Planet to sample some food.
Would you say more about the yoga for bikers?
Well, I'm just going to be talking to Kelly, and I don't remember her last name, who leads the yoga for bikers classes, and apparently you do your stretching like on the bike and with the bike, and I'll find out more about what that whole program is. We also are doing a demonstration of stand-up paddleboard yoga, which I have never seen but also sounds extremely intriguing.
I noticed on the website that there was also an activity toward the end of the day about environmental justice. Would you like to say a few words about that?
Well, our speakers include Sarah Van Gelder from Yes Magazine, Casey Golden from Climate Solutions, Mayor Mike McGinn, and Lisa Quinn from Feet First. And all of these organizations are related to environmental justice and bringing the ability to have transportation solutions and climate solutions to the greater population. I mean, they're very much aligned towards that. So our speakers will be speaking about justice. We're also, our kind of opening host is Christopher Williams, the deputy superintendent of Seattle Parks. And all of these programs are ways that our region can include everyone in climate action. And after we take our iconic 350.org photo at South Lake Union Park around 3:30, people will be walking to the Plymouth United Church of Christ downtown, where David Brower Youth Awards for people who have been very involved in environmental justice will be awarded. There'll be people biking and walking and busing, who knows, maybe even skateboarding to that event that follows the 350 photo. And that's another way that we're engaging in environmental justice during the day.
Before we move on to the Sustainable Ballard Festival, is there anything else you think should be included about the Moving Planet Seattle event?
I think the thing that I'd like to stress is that it's going to be a really fun and exciting event. It's not just, you know, being very serious about the climate, but it's how we can playfully and joyfully move beyond fossil fuels. It doesn't need to be a drag to take your bicycle, especially if you're biking with a friend. Busing can be fun, too. If you're approaching life with the right kind of attitude, you can be in this kind of parade of boats and bikes that are coming to Moving Planet. This is a way of finding out what's going to happen in our future, how we can move beyond fossil fuels. I did want to mention, too, at 1 to 2 o'clock, we're going to have a people-powered parade where anybody who's come with the conference bike or the shuttle bus or the shuffle bus or the electronic bikes or the skateboards can move around the site as we have our rock band, the Black Whales, playing. It will be a lot of fun, and I do encourage everyone in Seattle to come to it.
You are listening to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Kathy Tuttle, Moving Coordinator for Moving Planet Seattle, and Jenny Hines, Board President of Sustainable Ballard. Our topic is the upcoming Moving Planet Seattle event on September 24th and the Sustainable Ballard Festival on September the 25th. Let's move on now to the Sustainable Ballard Festival the next day on Sunday the 25th. It'll be an active weekend for people. So Sunday, September 25th, the 8th Annual Sustainable Ballard Festival, to be held from 11 to 5 at Ballard Commons Park. What's the goal of the festival?
Our festival, as always, is a celebration of our activities and actions throughout the year. So it's a very hands-on, how-to, human-powered event. And we get thousands of people attending from around the city, but a good majority from our own neighborhood. Similar to Moving Planet, our goal is to both have fun and to share information with people, and especially really hands-on and how-to workshops so people can take away some tools and ideas when they leave the festival for ways that they can make changes in their lives. We always arrange the festival in activity areas. This year's activity areas are transportation, of course, building on Moving Planet, health and wellness, food and garden, green home, and action and advocacy.
Could you go into some more detail about what kind of things you'll find in each of these activity areas?
Of course. So the health and wellness area, we'll have a range of wellness practitioners offering free services. And then sort of in the center of the area, we'll have a variety of movement classes like yoga, tai chi, that kind of thing. In the action and advocacy area, the other new area, we'll be looking at local efforts like the Citizens Climate Lobby, Ballard Homes for All Coalition, Voluntary Simplicity, that kind of thing, and encouraging people to talk about what it is that they're interested in taking action on and giving people resources for what kinds of organizations are already working on those things. In the transportation area, we'll have a lot of information from Saturday. From our transportation tour, we'll have an electric cars display, thanks to Seattle Electric Vehicle Association, the bike share program, of course, and we're hoping to have the conference bike there. and we'll have the bike rack that goes on the bus so people can learn how to combine transportation options and take their bike on the bus. In the food and garden.
Well, before you move on to that, would you like to say a few more words about the conference bike and what it actually is?
We've mentioned it twice. The Dutch bike company has actually purchased a conference bike. It's manufactured on the East Coast somewhere, but it's a bicycle with either 5 or 7 seats where everyone faces the center and everyone pedals at once and one person steers and it moves down the street. So everyone's looking at each other while they're moving along. It's really fun and attracts a lot of attention.
I wanted to say one thing about the conference bike, too. As I was kind of signing it out, I just wanted to give a shout out for the Dutch bike company because they do loan out their bike for some amazing events. And the most amazing one that I recently heard about was for a group of kids at a blind school. So one person steered the bike while the blind kids could ride the bike. You know, so it was a way of experiencing bicycling while being blind, which I thought was just fantastic and good for them.
Okay, well, back to the food.
Food and gardening. So, as usual, we'll have live animals, chickens and goats, for people to learn about how they can raise chickens and goats in their backyards. So we now, in Seattle, have a law saying that we are allowed to have 2 miniature goats and up to 8 chickens, as well as we'll have some information about gardening, growing your own food, and the local food movement. We have, in the past, run a 100 to 150 mile diet challenge, and so we'll have all the information about what foods you can get within 150 miles of Seattle. And we will have a cider press there. We'll pick apples and make our own cider. And in the green home area, we'll have information about lots of different remodeling options, such as solar installations and the differences between various kinds of light bulbs and building materials and interior decorating materials, as well as the toxicity and health information about things related to your home. And then we're going to have a kids area with storytelling and puppetry. We'll have kids activities in all the areas because we want kids to be able to be involved and learn about all these different areas. Like in the food and garden area, we have a seasonal vegetable toss. So it's a beanbag toss, but you have to throw which vegetable is ripe in what season. And then we'll have 2 outdoor classrooms, which will have various workshops about things like how to build a worm bin, local food cooking demos, green home projects, again, the hands-on how-to information. And then at our main stage, this year it's going to be solar powered thanks to Sunergy Systems, who's one of our sponsors. And I don't know yet who is going to be our introductory speaker, keynote speaker, but it'll be sort of a report on the day before. That's our plan, is to report on what happened to Moving Planet. At the beginning of the day, we'll have music throughout the day, and then Jim Deers, the original director for the Department of Neighborhoods, will be our final keynote speaker there. And I think that's all the highlights I wanted to share. There will be a lot going on. I'm sure I missed something.
Well, would you like to review for the listeners the times and places for both of the events? Let's start with Saturday.
Sure. So it's Saturday, September 24th. It's at Lake Union Park in the south end of Lake Union, right next to the Center for Wooden Boats. And there are Moving Beyond Coal and Transportation workshops from 10 a.m. until noon. People can come. There will be plenty to do before noon, but there will be food trucks and classes and walks happening between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a climate rally. And then at 3 o'clock, you must be there at 3 o'clock to be part of the giant aerial 350 human number that we're forming on the grounds of South Lake Union Park.
And in Ballard, on the 24th, we will have the bike ride tour of Pocket Parks. We haven't chosen our starting park yet, but you can get that information from thebikesharegroup.com or fest.sustainableballard.org. We'll be posting that on both of those websites. And that'll be starting at 9 a.m. until noon. And then we'll end up in the Ballard Commons Park, which is where our festival will also happen on Sunday, September 25th, from 11 to 5. And Ballard Commons Park is at the intersection of 57th and 22nd in Ballard, near the Ballard Library.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
The message I want to leave is that you can move beyond fossil fuels. It's time to move beyond fossil fuels. And we can, with great organizations like Sustainable Ballard and great organizations like 350.org. And it's been wonderful to kind of bringing together all of the local environmental groups in an action that really supports moving beyond fossil fuels.
As always, I encourage folks not to just attend these events, but to become involved. Give a couple of hours or a couple of bucks to your community. There's still time to join us as a volunteer or a sponsor for the festival, the bike tour, Moving Planet, at all of our websites, sustainableballard.org, thebikesharegroup.com, Moving Planet Seattle is on Facebook. Diane has the website.
Well, thanks so much for being here. You have just been listening to Kathy Tuttle, Moving Coordinator for Moving Planet Seattle, and Jenny Hines, Board President of Sustainable Ballard. For more information about the Moving Planet Seattle event on September 24th, check on the web at movingplanet.org/Seattle. And for the Sustainable Ballard Festival on September 25th, go to sustainableballard.org. Again, that's movingplanet.org/Seattle and sustainableballard.org. The sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on podcasting, and scroll down to Mind Over Matters sustainability segment. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on 90.3 FM and KEXP. dot org.